Chapter 9. The Repentance. Freedom from all obligations is declared from Allah and His Messenger to those of the polytheists, pagans, idolaters, disbelievers in the oneness of Allah, with whom you have made a treaty. So travel freely, O polytheists, for 4 months, as you will throughout the land. But know that you cannot escape from the punishment of Allah, and Allah will disgrace the disbelievers. And a declaration is issued from Allah and His Messenger to mankind on the greatest day that Allah is free from all obligations to the polytheists, and so is His Messenger. So if you polytheists repent, it is better for you, but if you turn away, then know that you cannot escape from the punishment of Allah. And give warnings, O Muhammad, of a painful torment to those who disbelieve, except those of the polytheists with whom you have a treaty, and who have not subsequently failed you in aught, nor have supported anyone against you. So fulfill their treaty to them to the end of their term. Surely Allah loves the pious. Then when the sacred months have passed, then kill the polytheists wherever you find them, and capture them, and besiege them, and prepare for them each and every ambush. But if they repent and perform prayer and give charity, then leave their way free. Indeed, Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. And if any one of the polytheists seeks your protection, then grant him protection, so that he may hear the word of Allah, the Quran, and then escort him to where he can be secure. That is because they are men who do not know. How can there be a covenant with Allah and His Messenger for the polytheists, except those with whom you made a covenant near the sacred mosque at Mecca? So long as they are true to you, you stand true to them. Indeed, Allah loves the pious. How can there be such a covenant with them, such that when you are overpowered by them, they regard not the ties, either of kinship or of covenant, with you? With good words from their mouths they please you, but their hearts are averse to you, and most of them are rebellious, disobedient to Allah. They have purchased, with the signs and revelations of Allah, a little gain, and they hindered men from His way. Evil indeed is that which they used to do. With regard to a believer, they respect not the ties, either of kinship or of covenant. It is they who are the transgressors. But if they repent, perform prayer, and give charity, then they are your brethren in religion. In this way, we explain the signs and revelations in detail for a people who know. And if they violate their oaths after their covenant and attack your religion with disapproval and criticism, then fight the leaders of disbelief amongst the pagans of Mecca, for surely their oaths are nothing to them, so that they may stop their evil actions. Would you not fight people who violated their treaties, tried to banish the messenger, and who attacked you first? Do you fear them? Allah has more right that you should fear Him, if you are believers. Fight against them, so that Allah will punish them by your hands, and disgrace them, and give you victory over them, and heal the hearts of a believing people, and remove the anger from the believers' hearts. Allah accepts the repentance of whom He wills. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Do you think that you shall be left alone while Allah has not yet distinguished those amongst you who have striven hard and fought and have not taken helpers, advisers, and consultants from disbelievers, giving openly to them their secrets besides Allah and His Messenger and the believers? Allah is well acquainted with what you do. It is not for the polytheists to maintain the mosques of Allah while they witness against themselves their own disbelief. The works of such are in vain, and in fire shall they abide. The mosques of Allah shall be maintained only by those who believe in Allah and the Last Day, perform prayer, and give charity, and fear none but Allah. It is they who are on true guidance. Do you consider the providing of drinking water to the pilgrims and the maintenance of the sacred mosque at Mecca as equal to the worth of those who believe in Allah and the Last Day, and strive hard and fight in the cause of Allah? They are not equal before Allah, and Allah guides not those people who are the polytheists and wrongdoers. Those who believed in the oneness of Allah and emigrated and strove hard and fought in Allah's cause with their wealth and their lives are far higher in degree with Allah. They are the successful. Their Lord gives them glad tidings of a mercy from Him, and that He is pleased with them, and of gardens in paradise for them, where there are everlasting delights. They will dwell there forever. Indeed, with Allah is a great reward. O you who believe, take not for supporters and helpers your fathers and your brothers, if they prefer disbelief to belief. And whoever of you does so, then he is one of the wrongdoers. Say, if your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your wives, your kindred, the wealth that you have gained, the commerce in which you fear a decline, and the dwellings in which you delight, are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger, and striving hard and fighting in His cause, then wait until Allah brings about His decision. And Allah guides not the people who are rebellious, disobedient to Allah. Truly, Allah has given you victory on many battlefields, and on the day of the Battle of Hunayn, when you rejoiced at your great numbers, but they availed you naught, and the earth, vast as it is, was straitened for you, and you turned and fled. Then did Allah send down His calmness, tranquility, and reassurance on the Messenger Muhammad and on the believers, and sent down forces of angels which you did not see, and punished the disbelievers. Such is the recompense of disbelievers. Then after that, Allah will accept the repentance of whom He will, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. O you who believe in Allah's oneness and in His Messenger Muhammad, indeed, the polytheists are impure. So let them not come near the sacred mosque at Mecca after this year. And if you fear poverty, Allah will enrich you, if He will, out of His bounty. Surely, Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Fight against those who do not believe in Allah, nor in the last day, nor forbid that which has been forbidden by Allah and His Messenger, and those who do not acknowledge the religion of truth, Islam, among the people of the Scripture, until they pay the jizya tax with willing submission and feel themselves subdued. And the Jews say, Ezra is the son of Allah. And the Christians say, Jesus is the son of Allah. That is a saying from their mouths. They imitate the saying of the disbelievers of old. Allah's curse be on them, how they are deluded away from the truth. They, the Jews and Christians, took their rabbis and their monks to be their lords besides Allah, by obeying them in things which they made lawful or unlawful, according to their own desires, without being ordered by Allah. They also took as their Lord the Messiah, son of Mary, while they were commanded by the Torah and the Gospel to worship none but one God. Praise and glory be to Him. Far above is He from having the partners they associate with Him. They, the disbelievers, want to extinguish Allah's light with their mouths, but Allah will not allow except that His light should be perfected, even though the disbelievers hate it. It is He who has sent His Messenger Muhammad with guidance and the religion of truth, Islam, to make it superior over all religions, even though the polytheists and pagans hate it. O you who believe! Indeed, there are many of the Jewish rabbis and the Christian monks who devour the wealth of mankind in falsehood and hinder them from the way of Allah. As for those who hoard gold and silver and spend it not in the way of Allah, announce to them a painful torment. The day will come when their gold and silver will be heated in the fire of hell, and it will be branded on their foreheads, their sides, and their backs, and it will be said to them, This is the treasure which you hoarded for yourselves. Now taste of what you used to hoard. Indeed, the number of months with Allah is 12 months in a year. So it was ordained by Allah on the day when He created the heavens and the earth. Of them, 4 are sacred. That is the right religion. So do not wrong yourselves in it, and fight against the polytheists, pagans, idolaters, disbelievers in the oneness of Allah collectively, as they fight against you collectively. but know that Allah is with those who are pious. The postponing of a sacred month is indeed an addition to disbelief. Thereby the disbelievers are led astray, for they make it lawful 1 year and forbid it another year, in order to adjust the number of months forbidden by Allah, and make such forbidden ones lawful. The evil of their deeds seems pleasing to them, and Allah does not guide the people who disbelieve. O you who believe, what is the matter with you, that when you are asked to march forth in the cause of Allah in jihad, you cling heavily to the earth? Are you more pleased with the life of this world rather than the hereafter? But little is the enjoyment of the life of this world as compared with the hereafter. If you do not march forth, He will punish you with a painful torment, and will replace you by another people, and you cannot harm Him at all, and Allah is able to do all things. If you do not help Muhammad, it does not matter, for Allah did indeed help him when the disbelievers drove him out, the second of two, when they were in the cave. And he said to his companion, "Be not sad or afraid, surely Allah is with us." Then Allah sent down His calmness and tranquility upon him, and strengthened him with forces of angels which you did not see, and made the word of those who disbelieved the lowermost, while it was the word of Allah that became the uppermost, and Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. March forth, whether you are light, being healthy, young and wealthy, or heavy, being ill, old and poor. Strive hard with your wealth and your lives in the cause of Allah. This is better for you, if you but knew. Had it been a near gain of booty in front of them and an easy journey, they would have followed you. But the distance was long for them, and they would swear by Allah, "If we only could, we would certainly have come with you." They destroy themselves, and Allah knows that they are liars. May Allah forgive you, O Muhammad. Why did you grant them leave until those who told the truth were seen by you in a clear light, and you had known the liars? Those who believe in Allah in the last day would not ask your leave to be exempted from fighting with their properties and their lives, and Allah is the all-knower of the pious. It is only those who do not believe in Allah in the last day, and whose hearts are in doubt, that ask your leave to be exempted from jihad. Their hearts are full of doubt, and their doubts cause them to waver. And if they had intended to march out, certainly they would have made some preparation for it, but Allah was averse to their being sent forth, so He made them lag behind, and it was said to them, "You sit among those who sit at home." Had they marched out with you, they would have added to you nothing except disorder, and they would have hurried about in your midst, spreading corruption and sowing sedition among you. And there are some among you who would have listened to them, and Allah is the all-knower of the polytheists and wrongdoers. Indeed, they had plotted sedition before and upset matters for you, until the truth came, and the decree of Allah, His religion, Islam, became manifest, though they hated it. And among them is he who says, "Grant me leave to be exempted from jihad, and put me not into trial." Surely they have fallen into trial, and indeed, hell is surrounding the disbelievers. If good befalls you, O Muhammad, it grieves them. But if a calamity overtakes you, they say, "We took our precautions beforehand," and they turn away rejoicing. Say, "Nothing shall ever happen to us except what Allah has ordained for us. He is our Lord, helper, and protector. And in Allah let the believers put their trust." Say, "Do you wait for anything except one of the two best things, martyrdom or victory? While we wait for either, that Allah will afflict you with a punishment from Himself or at our hands. So wait, we too are waiting with you." Say, "Spend in Allah's cause willingly or unwillingly, it will not be accepted from you. Indeed, you are ever a people who are rebellious, disobedient to Allah. And nothing prevents their contributions from being accepted from them, except that they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, and that they came not to the prayer except in a lazy state, and that they offer not contributions, but unwillingly. So do not let their wealth or their children amaze you, O Muhammad. In reality, Allah's plan is to punish them with these things in the life of this world, and their souls shall depart, die, while they are disbelievers. They swear by Allah that they are truly of you, while they are not of you. But they are a people who are afraid that you may kill them. If they could find a refuge, or caves, or a hiding place, they would go to it with a swift rush. And of them are some who accuse you, O Muhammad, in the matter of the distribution of the alms. If they are given part of it, they are pleased. But if they are not given of it, behold, they are enraged. Would that they were content with what Allah and His Messenger gave them, and had said, Allah is sufficient for us. Allah will give us of His bounty and also His Messenger from alms. We implore Allah to enrich us. Alms are only for the poor and the needy and those employed to collect the funds, and to attract the hearts of those who have been inclined towards Islam, and to free the captives, and for those in debt, and for Allah's cause, and for the wayfarer, a traveller who is cut off from everything, a duty imposed by Allah. And Allah is all-knower, all-wise. And among them are men who hurt the Prophet Muhammad and say, He is lending his ear to every news. Say, He listens to what is best for you. He believes in Allah, has faith in the believers, and is a mercy to those of you who believe. But those who hurt Allah's Messenger Muhammad will have a painful torment. They swear by Allah to you Muslims in order to please you. But it is more fitting that they should please Allah and His Messenger Muhammad if they are truly believers. Do they not know that whoever opposes and shows hostility to Allah and His Messenger, certainly for him, will be the fire of hell to abide in? That is extreme disgrace. The hypocrites fear lest a chapter of the Quran should be revealed about them, exposing what is in their hearts. Say, Go ahead and mock, but certainly Allah will bring to light all that you fear. If you ask them about this, they declare, We were only talking idly and joking. Say, Was it Allah and His signs and revelations and His Messenger that you were mocking? Make no excuse. You have disbelieved after you have believed. If we pardon some of you, we will punish others amongst you, because they were disbelievers, polytheists, sinners, criminals. The hypocrites, men and women, are from one another. They enjoin on the people evil and forbid people from all that is just, and they close their hands from spending in Allah's cause. They have forgotten Allah, so He has forgotten them. Indeed, the hypocrites are rebellious, disobedient to Allah. Allah has promised the hypocrites, men and women, and the disbelievers, the fire of hell. There they shall abide. It will suffice them. Allah has cursed them, and for them is a lasting torment. Like those before you, they were mightier than you in power, and more abundant in wealth and children. They enjoyed their portion a while. So you enjoy your portion a while, as those before you enjoyed their portion a while. And you indulge in play and pastime, and in telling lies against Allah and His Messenger Muhammad, as they indulged in play and pastime. Such are they whose deeds are in vain in this world and in the hereafter. Such are they who are the losers. Has the story not reached them of those before them? The people of Noah, Ard, and Thamud, the people of Abraham, the dwellers of Midian, and the cities overthrown, such as the people to whom Lot preached. To them came messengers with clear proofs. So it was not Allah who wronged them, but they used to wrong themselves. The believers, men and women, are helpers, supporters, and protectors of one another. They enjoin on the people Islamic monotheism and all that Islam orders one to do, and forbid people from polytheism and disbelief of all kinds, and all that Islam has forbidden. They perform prayer and give charity and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah will open His mercy to them. Surely Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Allah has promised to the believers, men and women, gardens under which rivers flow, to dwell there forever, and beautiful mansions in gardens of Eden in paradise. But the greatest bliss is the good pleasure of Allah. That is the supreme success. O Prophet Muhammad, strive hard against the disbelievers and the hypocrites, and be harsh against them. Their abode is hell, and worst indeed is that destination. They swear by Allah that they said nothing bad, but really they uttered words of disbelief, and they disbelieved after accepting Islam, and they resolved to plot to murder the Prophet Muhammad, which they were unable to carry out. And they could not find any cause to do so, even though Allah and His Messenger had enriched them of His bounty. If they then repent, it will be better for them. But if they turn away, Allah will punish them with a painful torment in this worldly life and in the hereafter. And there is none for them on earth as a supporter, protector, or a helper. And of them are some who made a covenant with Allah, saying, If He bestowed on us of His bounty, we will indeed give charity in Allah's cause, and will be certainly among those who are righteous. Then, when He gave them of His bounty, they became miserly and refused to pay the charity, and turned away averse. So He punished them by putting hypocrisy into their hearts till the day whereon they shall meet Him, because they broke that covenant with Allah which they had promised Him, and because they used to tell lies. Do they not know that Allah knows their secrets and their secret counsels, and that Allah is the all-knower of the unseen? Those who criticize the believers who give much charity in Allah's cause voluntarily, and those believers who can give only a little from what is available to them, they mock at them. Allah will throw back their mockery on them, and they shall have a painful torment. Whether you, O Muhammad, ask forgiveness for the hypocrites, or do not ask forgiveness for them, and even if you ask 70 times over for their forgiveness, Allah will not forgive them, because they have disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger Muhammad. And Allah guides not those people who are rebellious, disobedient to Allah. Those who stayed away and rejoiced in their staying behind the Messenger of Allah, they hated to strive and fight with their properties and their lives in the cause of Allah, and they said, Why march forth in the heat? Say, The fire of hell is more intense in heat, if only they could understand. So let them laugh a little, and they will cry much as a recompense of what they used to earn by committing sins. If Allah brings you back to a party of the hypocrites, and they ask your permission to go out to fight, say, You shall never go out with me, nor fight an enemy with me. You agreed to sit inactive on the first occasion, so sit now with those who lag behind. And do not, O Muhammad, observe the funeral prayer for any of the hypocrites who dies, nor stand at his grave. Certainly they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, and died while they were rebellious, disobedient to Allah and His Messenger. And let not their wealth or their children amaze you. Allah's plan is to punish them with these things in this world, and their souls shall die while they are disbelievers. And when a chapter from the Quran is revealed, enjoining them to believe in Allah, and to strive hard and fight along with His Messenger, the wealthy among them ask your leave to exempt them from jihad, and say, Leave us behind, we would be with those who sit at home. They are content to be with the women who sit behind at home. Their hearts are sealed up from all kinds of goodness and right guidance, so they do not understand. But the Messenger Muhammad and those who believed with him in Islamic monotheism strove hard and fought with their wealth and their lives in Allah's cause. Such are they who deserve the good things, and it is they who will be successful. For them Allah has prepared gardens in paradise under which rivers flow, to dwell there forever. That is the supreme success. And those who made excuses from the Bedouin who came to you, O Prophet, asking your permission to exempt them from the battle, and those who lied to Allah and His Messenger, sat at home without asking permission for it, a painful torment will seize those of them who disbelieve. There is no blame on those who are too weak or ill, or who find no resources to spend in holy fighting, if they are sincere and true in duty to Allah and His Messenger. No ground of complaint can there be against the good-doers, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Nor is there blame on those who came to you to be provided with mounts, and when you said, I cannot find mounts for you, they turned back while their eyes were overflowing with tears of grief that they could not find anything to spend for jihad. The ground of complaint is only against those who are rich and yet ask for exemption. They are content to be with the women who sit behind at home, and Allah has sealed up their hearts from all kinds of goodness and right guidance, so that they know not what they are losing. The hypocrites will present their excuses to you Muslims when you return to them. Say, O Muhammad, present no excuses, we shall not believe you. Allah has already informed us of the news concerning you. Allah and His Messenger will observe your deeds. In the end, you will be brought back to the All-Knower of the unseen and the seen. Then He will inform you of what you used to do. They will swear by Allah to you Muslims when you return to them that you may turn away from them. So turn away from them. Surely they are impure because of their evil deeds, and hell is their dwelling place, a recompense for that which they used to earn. The hypocrites swear to you Muslims that you may be pleased with them. But if you are pleased with them, certainly Allah is not pleased with the people who are rebellious, disobedient to Allah. The Bedouin are the worst in disbelief and hypocrisy, and more likely to be in ignorance of the limits of Allah's commandments and His legal laws, which Allah has revealed to His Messenger. And Allah is All-Knower, All-Wise. And of the Bedouins, there are some who look upon what they spend in Allah's cause as a fine, and watch for calamities for you. On them be the calamity of evil, and Allah is All-Hearer, All-Knower. And of the Bedouins, there are some who believe in Allah and the Last Day, and look upon what they spend in Allah's cause as approaches to Allah, and a cause of receiving the Messenger's invocations. Indeed, these spendings in Allah's cause are an approach for them. Allah will admit them to His mercy. Certainly, Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. And the first to embrace Islam of those who migrated from Mecca to Medina, and the citizens of Medina who helped and gave aid to those who migrated, and also those who followed them exactly in faith, Allah is well pleased with them, as they are well pleased with Him. He has prepared for them gardens under which rivers flow in paradise, to dwell there forever. That is the supreme success. And among the Bedouin around you, some are hypocrites, and so are some among the people of Medina. They exaggerate and persist in hypocrisy. You, O Muhammad, do not know them. We know them. We shall punish them twice, after which they shall be brought back to a great and horrible torment. And there are others who have acknowledged their sins. They have mixed a deed that was righteous with another that was evil. Perhaps Allah will turn to them in forgiveness. Surely Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Take alms from their wealth in order to purify them and sanctify them with it, and invoke Allah for them. Indeed, your invocations are a source of security for them, and Allah is All-Hearer, All-Knower. Do they not know that Allah accepts repentance from His slaves and takes alms, and that Allah alone is the one who forgives and accepts repentance, the most merciful? And say, O Muhammad, do good deeds. Allah will see your deeds, and so will His Messenger and the believers. And you will be brought back to the All-Knower of the unseen and the seen. Then He will inform you of what you used to do. And others await Allah's decree, whether He will punish them or will forgive them. And Allah is All-Knowing, All-Wise. And as for those who put up a mosque by way of harm and disbelief, and to disunite the believers, and as an outpost for those who warred against Allah and His Messenger Muhammad, they will indeed swear that their intention is nothing but good. Allah bears witness that they are certainly liars. You shall never stand in such a mosque. Indeed, the mosque whose foundation was laid from the first day on piety is more worthy for you that you stand there to pray. In it are men who love to clean and to purify themselves, and Allah loves those who make themselves clean and pure. Is not then he who laid the foundation of his building on piety to Allah and His good pleasure better than he who laid the foundation of his building on a brink of a precipice ready to crumble down, so that it crumbles to pieces with him into the fire of hell? and Allah guides not the people who are the cruel, violent, proud, and wrongdoers. The building which they built will never cease to be a cause of hypocrisy and doubt in their hearts, unless their hearts are cut to pieces till they die. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Indeed, Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their properties, for the price that there shall be paradise. They fight in Allah's cause, so they kill others and are killed. It is a promise in truth, which is binding on him in the Torah and the Gospel and the Quran. And who is truer to his covenant than Allah? Then rejoice in the bargain which you have concluded. That is the supreme success. The believers, whose lives Allah has purchased, are those who repent to Allah from polytheism and hypocrisy, who worship him, who praise him, who fast, or go out in Allah's cause, who bow down in prayer, who prostrate themselves in prayer, who enjoin people for Islamic monotheism and all what Islam has ordained, and forbid people from disbelief, polytheism of all kinds, and all that Islam has forbidden, and who observe the limits set by Allah, do all that Allah has ordained, and abstain from all kinds of sins and evil deeds which Allah has forbidden. So give glad tidings to the believers. It is not proper for the Prophet and those who believe to ask Allah's forgiveness for the polytheists, idolaters, pagans, disbelievers in the oneness of Allah, even though they be of kin, after it has become clear to them that they are the dwellers of the fire because they died in a state of disbelief. And Abraham's invoking of Allah for his father's forgiveness was only because of a promise Abraham had made to his father. But when it became clear to Abraham that his father was an enemy to Allah, he disassociated himself from him. Indeed, Abraham was one who used to invoke Allah with humility, glorify him, and remember him much, and was forbearing. And Allah will never lead a people astray after he has guided them until he makes clear to them as to what they should avoid. Indeed, Allah is the all-knower of everything. Indeed, Allah, to him belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. He gives life, and he causes death. And besides Allah, you have neither any protector or guardian, nor any helper. Allah has forgiven the Prophet, the Muslim emigrants who left their homes and came to Medina, and the Muslims of Medina who followed Muhammad during the time of distress, after the hearts of a party of them had nearly deviated from the right path, but he accepted their repentance. Certainly, he is to them full of kindness, most merciful. Also redeemed were the three who did not join the Tabuk expedition. And for them the earth, vast as it is, was straitened, and they perceived that there is no fleeing from Allah and no refuge but with him. Then he accepted their repentance, that they might repent to him. Indeed, Allah is the one who accepts repentance, the most merciful. O you who believe, be afraid of Allah, and be with those who are true in words and deeds. It was not fitting for the people of Medina and the Bedouin of the neighborhood to remain behind Allah's messenger Muhammad when he fought in Allah's cause, and it was not becoming of them to prefer their own lives to his life. That is because they suffer neither thirst nor fatigue nor hunger in the cause of Allah, nor do they take any step to raise the anger of disbelievers nor inflict any injury upon an enemy without having it written down for them as a credit. Surely Allah wastes not the reward of the good doers. Nor do they spend anything in Allah's cause, small or great, nor cross a valley, but it is written to their credit that Allah may recompense them with the best of what they used to do. And it is not proper for the believers to all go out to fight together. Of every troop of them, only a party should go forth, that they who are left behind may get instructions in religion, and that they may warn their people when they return to them, so that they may beware of evil. O you who believe, fight those of the disbelievers who are close to you, and let them find harshness in you, and know that Allah is with those who are pious. And whenever there comes down a chapter from the Quran, some of the hypocrites say, "Which of you has had his faith increased by it?" And as for those who believe, it has increased their faith, and they rejoice. But as for those in whose hearts is a disease of doubt, disbelief, and hypocrisy, it will add suspicion and doubt, and they die while they are disbelievers. Do they not see that they are tried once or twice every year with different kinds of calamities, disease, famine? Yet they do not turn in repentance, nor do they learn a lesson from it. And whenever there comes down a chapter from the Quran, they look at one another, saying, "Does anyone see you?" Then they turn away. Allah has turned their hearts from the light, because they are a people that do not understand. Indeed, there has come to you a messenger Muhammad from amongst yourselves, whom you know well. It grieves him that you should receive any injury or difficulty. He, Muhammad, is anxious over you to be rightly guided, to repent to Allah, and beg Him to pardon and forgive your sins, in order that you may enter paradise and be saved from the punishment of the hellfire. To the believers, He is full of pity, kind, and merciful. But if they turn away, say, "O Muhammad, Allah is sufficient for me. None has the right to be worshipped but He. In Him I put my trust, and He is the Lord of the mighty throne."